face I look at, they're all the same.
Thank you, Lord.
You really don't know what's going on, do you?
Thank you, Lord.
You like that, didn't you? Why did you admit it? You didn't like me saying that. Because you do believe you know.
Thank you, Lord.
Then what are you doing here? What do you expect to find? What are you looking for? Since you know. You know nothing at all. Zero. And that's difficult to tell a bunch of people that know everything. What church you belong to? What doctrine do you believe? What life should you live? We all know that, haven't we? And yet we're a mess. Every choice we ever made has ended up in after. You got more money than you ever thought you'd ever have in your life. More good. And still you're so empty. Scripture keeps coming to me. Because whether you folk believe it or not, I spend just about all my time inquiring of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So you won't believe that either. That's why you question me. You think I'm a fool. You think I'm a... just a guy, as the guy said, a self-proclaimed prophet. Well, if I'm a self-proclaimed prophet or a prophet, why don't you stick with the word prophet? And then when you look at the word prophet, like most people do, do you know how devastating it is? Do you know how ineffective it is to declare to this generation that I'm a prophet? Do you know how many people wrestle with that? And to say I'm the prophet, wow, isn't that narrow-minded?
Thank you, Lord.
Scripture that roamed in my spirit this week was, I give them food, clothes, money, give them everything their heart desired, and they ended up with leanness in their soul.
Amen.
How's your soul this morning?
Amen.
What would it profit a man, any man, every man? Does anybody have any conception at all? It's something that I go through almost every time I talk. As I was walking across the pathway, heard God say to me, you know what's sparing you, boy? He's because you're the one man on the face of the earth that has a discernment of the Lord's body.
My Lord, my yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You think you understand that? Huh? That's why you're troubled when you come in here. You don't discern the Lord's body. You don't realize that walking through that door, walking out that door, whatever you do, the body of Christ is
spirit. Hallelujah! Glory! Yes, Lord! Oh, God.
And we are spiritual beings, even though we live in the flesh.
Hallelujah!
You think you understand that? Yeah. We are a generation that is so void of the truth that we're desperate.
Oh, Jesus.
See? All I'm doing is talking simple language. You think you understand what I'm saying? Mm. We are void of understanding.
Oh, Jesus.
We are completely empty, desperate.
Oh, God.
I didn't even have the Lord tell me that. You know, I was praying about it. He said, your house is left unto you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
My house? Yep.
My Lord.
Mercy.
The word desolate means completely void of the knowledge of God. Does he exist?
Oh,
is he really God?
Oh, your mercy.
Where is he at? Now, of course, now all you fine people, you don't ever struggle with that, do you? Do you? Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Come, Lord.
Won't we?
Come, Lord Jesus.
Because you see, if you have faith at all, and I'm the only man to even tell you that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you can say, yeah, I'm the only man. No other men have the courage to do it, or have the knowledge to do it, or the bones to do it.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Faith. You don't have faith in Allah.
Nope.
You don't have faith in the Catholic Church.
Hallelujah.
You don't have faith in your fellow man.
Amen.
You don't have faith in the prophet. If you have faith at all, it's a gift from God.
Amen.
And that's a gift for you to believe in God. You have faith in God and Him alone. Faith in anything else is null and void.
Hallelujah.
Faith does not apply to anything outside of God.
Amen.
A God you can't see.
Amen.
A God you really can't hear.
Amen.
I remember the other day I was crying on my face before God, saying, I wish you'd make yourself known. Because we're in a limbo here.
Hallelujah.
You really are.
Thank you, Lord.
He's here, but where is he?
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
You don't look like he's moving on you. But the only way you can find out today, right now, hey, I'll tell you how you can find out. Put your hand over your heart. Look at that. Now you're trying to, what you're talking about. Well, I used to preach a message, where is God?
Yeah.
And I'd say, well, he's a singing in your eye.
Hallelujah.
He's a clap in your ear. He's a clap in your hand. He's a beat in your heart. He's a strength in your leg. At all. Some didn't even know that he's already here.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
You walk in the tabernacle, and you know that the scripture says,
yes, Lord,
where two,
yes,
or three,
hallelujah,
are gathered in,
yes,
my name,
yes,
there I am,
yes,
in the midst.
Yes.
Everybody stands up, honor me, and then they sit down to defy me.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We don't discern the Lord's body.
Oh, God.
That's our problem.
Body, Lord.
And I've tried to tell you this over and over. You see, we only associate that with communion. That's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bible says, he that eateth, is talking about what we call the communion table, the Last Supper, whatever name you want to put on it. Let's look at that. Some of you folks don't even know that. Sacrament, they call them.
Hallelujah.
And what is that? Why don't we just acknowledge that we have very little understanding of spiritual knowledge.
Okay.
I was preaching with that this morning again as I was walking around the radio room. And I brought out that Pacific subject again. There ain't no sense me asking you if you even caught it, because I can say it over and over again. And you people have determined you're not going to hear me. And the only thing spared me with that is because God said they're not going to hear you. So you can talk anyway. So I do, Lord.
Yeah,
I'm talking right now. So you didn't hear me. No, you're not hearing me. You're not being moved at all. I just got finished telling you that the Lord Jesus Christ is here. He is here. to Moscow Square. Right there, that took me back. See how the Lord brings those things to my remembrance? And I tell them to you and you say, whoa. Because you won't lay nothing to heart.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Because you're not going to remember nothing with your head. Your head's too confused.
Amen.
You got to get this down here. If you want to remember things that you believe, you remember them in the heart.
Yes,
what the heart man remembers.
Hallelujah.
Remember God, remember all. See, most people don't believe with the heart.
No,
they don't. They believe with the head. That's what was happening when I deal with that man. Because, you see, it's the same old story that I tell you. No matter where I come from. I can say to you people right here this morning, some of you, you're just not ready to be God. Oh, but I believe in Jesus. Do you believe in a prophet?
Hallelujah.
If you don't believe in a prophet, then you don't believe in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You hear me?
Hallelujah.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
I hope you do more than just clap your hands.
That's right.
And if I push it far enough, you know what you'll say? I don't have to believe in you.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I don't have to believe in the body of Christ.
Lord.
I don't do it. See, you don't deserve the Lord.
My body. Yes, Lord. Help, Lord.
And nothing but defiance coming out of most of you. Instead of saying, oh, God, help me to believe.
Yeah.
Lord, I need to believe.
Yes, Lord.
And the very fact that I'm not believing means there's something I ought to believe, and I'm fighting it. So help me to believe, Lord.
Glory.
I go back to the classic example. Unless I can put my hands, finger in the nail prints in his hands, and thrust my hand in his side.
Oh, God.
Now, you're not his. You don't know, Lord. Who had the nail prints in his hands?
Hallelujah.
You don't know the one who had a spear thrust in his side?
Hallelujah.
Do you know it or don't you? Yes. Or is it a bunch of nuts? God, look, this shit. See, don't discern the Lord's body. It was the Lord's body that had the nail prints in it.
Yes, Lord.
It was the Lord's body that was thrust through.
Yes, sir.
So he was not believing in the body, was he?
No, amen.
Was he? A resurrected body.
Hallelujah.
And he wasn't believing it.
Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. You're worthy, oh God. God bless you, Lord.
It was a deliberate choice of his, you know.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh God. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Did you hear me?
Thank you, God.
If the only thing God ever gave you was the ability to believe or not to believe, then he did that.
Yes, Lord.
God gave to every man a measure, a measure, a measure of faith. Now, faith only becomes active when you either believe it or don't. Whatever you have to deal with something in the realm of faith, you exercise your believing or your wrong belief. You're doing it right now.
Amen.
Right now. Sitting right there, right now. Do you believe this is of God? Do you believe when I talk to you like that, this is God talking to you? He's not a God far off.
No.
He's right here.
Glory.
Hello? Yeah. You see, the story of Thomas, that's one story that I can tell you that I've heard preachers preach about many times.
Right.
They call it doubting.
Yeah.
There's hardly a person living today who's been involved in the Christian church that hasn't heard this term, doubting Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello? I said, if you've been involved in church going at all in your lifetime, somewhere, someplace, you heard the term doubt, even in the secular world.
Amen.
The term doubting Thomas.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thomas was the one that finally got his spear in his back. He got the thrust. Look at him. Boy, I tell you, we are a bunch of dummies. And the sad part about it is we're willing to ignore it. We don't want to know. We don't want to know our status with God. We don't want God to really examine us to see whether we are in the faith. We don't want to say, I count it all joy that you're trying my faith. Because I want to make sure I get the right kind of faith that's going to stand. Kind of faith that I live by? Can I die by it? Look at me. You really don't know, do you, huh? That the trial of your faith is more precious than gold.
Thank you, Jesus.
How's your faith doing today?
Hallelujah.
Huh? You know, phone calls, I get them. You'll hear them. I don't give them all of them, but I give you some of them. How about that one from India?
Yeah.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Very articulate.
Yeah.
Amen.
This made my heart hear them because I am now broadcasting 4 hours a day consistently to India.
Right.
So I'll get some response, see? And of course, you see, they can't afford to turn it off because they won't be there too long. Yeah, since I'm on your little radio all the time, you got very handy at turning it off or turning it down. Haven't you? Haven't you? I'm a boring rascal. I keep on digging down into your spirits.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now it's joy to hear me preach, can you? Because I reprove and I rebuke and I exhort and I don't give no place to none of your damn ignorance. You're inexcusable. You have no reason not to know.
Amen.
None at all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Let's go back to Thomas again, okay? You know, Jesus told his disciples, and I have done this in this house, in the dining hall, on the radio. You repeat yourself. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
I'm a repeater. This book up here is a repeater.
Yes.
It is called a record.
Hallelujah.
And every time you read it, it's going to read just like it did before.
Yes,
it is a repeater.
Yep. Yes, Lord. Okay.
How about this one? Except you repent.
Amen.
How many times is God going to have to repeat that to you before you do it?
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Huh? Aren't you glad he keeps on repeating it? Because the message is very clear. I was thinking about that the other day. I can't remember these particular incidents. I remember, but if I don't get it just right according to scriptures, But Jesus talked about the Tower of Siloam and the other place. And there were seemingly innocent people killed.
Right.
Just like the airline.
Right.
Just like the tornado that wiped out a bunch of people. Or just like you think they're more wicked than you, huh? They must have been awful wicked people. Why would God knock a bunch of people out of the airline and kill them just like that? They must have been really, really, really wicked people. Jesus said, nay.
No.
Nay, said. Nay. Nay. Should I say unto you? Except you repent.
Yes, Lord.
You shall all likewise perish. Well, well, well. Lord, he wasn't commending them folk at all, was he? I watched God knock preachers right off the scene. they must have been a lot worse than me, huh? Now God says, no, boy. You better take that.
Yes, Lord.
No respect of person.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You better keep on repenting.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, and you know what some of you people will not do? You will not admit that the man of God lives a life of repentance. Do you know that God, who is alive today, is still repenting?
Whoa, 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 wait a minute, preacher. Sir. Where do you mean that? Where do you get that from?
Oh, God.
You would like to hear the words of Almighty God concerning you?
Almighty God, yes, Lord.
I'm sorry I made you.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
He said, you're such a sorry lot, and I made you. Yes. In other words, he said, I'm taking the blame for this.
Thank you, God.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Hallelujah, yes, God.
He declared the end from the beginning, and right in the beginning, he said this. The wickedness of man is great. Wow, that's a word, ain't it? Great? How about you? Are you a man? Are you a woman? Are you part of you, man? Well, then you're the one that God's talking about. And he's talking about your wickedness. Nah. You're not wicked, are you?
Oh, yes.
But God don't lie.
No. Thank you, God.
He's so kind to you and so loving to you. He said, now if you pray and you humble yourself,
amen.
I'll show you your wicked way.
Yes, Lord.
But I ain't got no wicked way. Oh, I see. Well, I tell you what, your way is wicked.
Amen.
Right.
Yours.
Yes.
There is a way that seems so right, but it's your way.
Hallelujah.
And that's a wicked way.
Yes.
A, oh, look at that, amen. Look at the boy. Hey, why don't you rejoice the truth? Well, I don't like God calling me wicked. Why not?
Amen.
Why not? If men would acknowledge your wickedness, if my people would humble themselves. See, now I'm not talking about the Democrats or the Republicans or the black race or the white race. I'm talking about God's people. They're of every race.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking at your faces again. And you're sitting there saying, well, I believe I'll make a change this week. Then you go right back out and be probably living the way you live.
Oh, yes,
you're being mesmerized by the spirit of this age. Oh, the government wants you to have a lot of money and health insurance and all of that. But they don't want you to have God.
Amen.
And you'd rather have all the government of the world offer you than have God. Now, I wonder how a prophet can survive talking like that to the people all the time. I just wonder. Oh, what a wonder that God still uses me. Especially after you know more than God knows about me. And you won't use me. You'll misuse me. You ever hear that phrase? And they misuse the prophets. Oh, they use the prophet, but they use it for the... They miss the mark. They misuse the prophet. But the guy called in from Detroit. Now, mind you, I'm not on Detroit no more overnight because the station was sold and lost. And I wouldn't pay the guy what he wanted, the new guy. And he thought he's a smart aleck, you know. And he thought he bought the station, he'd go get big money. He ain't going to get big money.
No.
See, I know the radio business. I know the radio business. Anybody that tries to go on a radio broadcast to make money, you ain't gonna make it.
No.
There's no making money on a radio broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Well, you're getting rich down there. Not because of the radio broadcast, though.
Hallelujah.
It's the Lord that makes me rich.
Hallelujah.
And I'm rich in faith, not in money. But who damn understands that?
Thank you, God.
Well, Brother Jerry, you ain't going to be around long. Well, wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful, wonderful. Sooner the better, Lord.
Amen.
I don't believe. Come on, folks. I'll soon be 81 years old. I ain't got no time to play around with living long life. I've already lived it. Hello? Hey, you young snot noses. You're going to pay. Nobody's going to treat me the way some of you folks treat me with your unbelief. And you walk right back in my presence with your arrogance. See what I've done? I done what's right when I told you it was wrong. Told you not to do it. And you think you're going to get by with that? The agony, trouble is going to come your way. It's going to be more than you can bear. A man called me the other day and said, Buster, what's wrong with these wives? Of course, I didn't let him off the hook, did I?
No.
Because he was talking about the women who are rebellious, and they are.
Amen.
But rebellion, which is a sin of witchcraft, is not just allocated to women.
No.
Rebellion is everywhere. Young, old, rich and poor, bond and free. I'm going to do it my way to hell with you, God.
Oh, God.
And I'm looking right at a bunch of you. And you walk right back in here and say, see what I did? Look what I accomplished.
Right.
Well, let's see what the end's going to be. Woo, they get quiet. As the old black folk used to say years ago, I'm going to run off and see what the end's going to be. Huh?
Yes.
Whose end is destruction?
Yes, Lord.
Whose glory is in there? See, I wasn't done what I wanted to do. And they glory in their shameful actions.
Oh, God.
Glory in their shame. Look at that.
Amen.
Were they ashamed?
No.
Did you walk in the presence of God today ashamed of your own iniquity that
spewed
out all day long and expect God to put his hand on you and say, bless you, bless you, bless you?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, who are you talking to? Why, you know who I'm talking
to. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Almighty God, thank you, Lord.
You didn't know the scripture's in the book, huh?
Thank you, Father.
Whose glory is in there.
Thank you, our Father.
Wow.
Lord.
Woo! I'm proud of what I did. Because I did what God told me not to do.
Oh, God.
And I ain't ashamed of it.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Well, I'll tell you another song that the old black folks sang quite often. Payday coming after what? Payday coming after what?
Hallelujah.
We mock God, brothers and sisters. We do it on almost a daily basis. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? I hope you learned that lesson while you're here with us and stop seeking the life of this world because you haven't stopped doing it, you know. And if you go away with that attitude, you're going to fall into even more shame and more heartache and more pain. Well, oh, brother, God, don't you love me? I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Glory.
Glory.
Turn back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world. You don't need a wife, sir. You had one, it's gone. Yeah, two, I think, right? You don't need none. And those two caused you on that party. You picked them both and you goofed each time. You gonna do it again? You fool.
God bless you, Jesus.
And they cook wives. Is that what you done? Took. That's why all these homes today have been broken up, because men have taken wives. You mock me when I tell you that. If God don't give you a wife, then you don't have a wife. You take one, it's not a wife.
Hallelujah.
If God don't give you a life, then you don't have a life. If you take one of your own children,
oh Jesus,
then you don't have a life.
Thank you, God.
A man called from Boston yesterday, and I had a chuckle because I knew what he said. And just twice now in the last month or the last week, we had strangers from far away saying, "Russell, you know why they don't like you? Because they don't like the way you live." And I thought to myself, you tell these people here that live among me, that you know, you say to those guys, "Well, you don't know how he lives. We know him." Yeah, you would. That's why you make your judgments of me. Because of what you heard and what you perceive. But you really don't know how I live, do you?
Hallelujah.
No, I've been telling you. I've been telling you for years. I've been telling you the life that I now live. Now I'm going to tell you now. See, I'm going to tell you. Hear me? I live by my money in the bank, by my knowledge in my head, by my clothes on my back, by material possessions. Is that what's keeping me alive?
No.
I am alive, you know.
Oh God.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I'm a voice of experience. I am a voice of experience.
Yes, Lord.
Well, can I experience two of us here? That'd be fine, young man, if you had enough time to live as long as I'm, but you ain't got that much time. You've already taken too much time living for yourself.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hello? You fought the world. Damn them alive. There's a life for you out here.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Bless
you, Lord.
The world welfare system. You're already marked, most of you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, well, when the time comes, Brother Stair, and I have to quit my job and live in my faith, then I'll do it. But until then, I'm going to keep right on. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work.
Oh, bless you.
Amen. Man called from Detroit. So I've been riding in Detroit, but Detroit, Detroit's in a bad. What part of the world is not in a bad shape? Which city? And as I heard that man talk, he said, I was hoping to get a word from you, prophet. Everybody knows you got a word. Give us a word. And I said, man, I've been giving. You live in Detroit, and I've been on the air over 10 years, all night long, and you haven't heard the word?
Hallelujah.
Get out of the city. Hey, do you know Detroit is a city? San Antonio is a city? You don't go back to it to get out of it and stay out of it. Boy, is hell going to break out in San Antonio. And it won't be the Americans against the Mexicans. It'll be the Mexicans against the Mexicans. It'll be the Spanish folk killing Spanish folk. The two old men that were killed the other day by three young Spanish-speaking boys who brutally picked up 10 new people. Get the hell out of here. Go! You keep sitting there defying me. Get the hell out!
Oh, Jesus.
What was 16? What was 14? What was 15? They were Spanish speaking. Because all Central America and South America is basically Spanish. They found two other Spanish fellows homeless. Because there's a lot of them in this country who are homeless. We brought them here for a home, but they can't find a home. Because their home's not here. Look at them. Let's look at this house. You are so naive. Well, don't tell us the story, huh? Well, the three boys decided, because the truth has come out, they killed before. They're part of the most vicious gang on the Western Hemisphere. They are Spanish gangs. M13, they call MS-13. And they don't give a damn about anybody. They are full of the devil. They'll cut your head off and hang you from a bridge. And the way they killed those two homeless men, they were laying out in a field. They decided they were going to go out and kill somebody. So they found these homeless men. And they picked up a cinder block, and started smashing these guys' heads. Can you? Just thinking about it, man. Just picking up and then rejoicing. And they weren't killing no Texans. They were killing fellow Spanish people. Brother against brother. Daughter against mother. Mother against daughter. You see it going on right in your house. Now, anybody can tell me that they're concerned about their father's wish and they ignore their mother's. That's a damn lie. And I hope you're listening. If there's one thing your dad wanted, he wanted to make sure mama was taken care of.
Okay.
Period.
Thank you, Lord.
And to have all the charges thrown against me when I haven't touched one dime of her money. Not one dime. Not one dime. Not one dime. I don't need her money or yours. I don't need your money. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I don't need your money. Don't even need your bodily presence.
Hallelujah.
Because I am going to be a preserver of the body of Christ, which is an invisible body worldwide. Right? And to think that you have an opportunity to be a part of that.
Amen.
To uphold the hand. Yep. Thomas, huh? You know, brother and sister, I don't know why we tell these stories and it doesn't smite your heart with grief. It really troubles me that somehow you can't find a place of travail, of weeping and crying.
Hallelujah.
You're so hardened by the deceitfulness of riches. Your riches deceive you. They got you trusting in riches, and then you don't trust in God no more.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Before you get to the point where you are right now, you know what you can say right now? Stand up with me, Brother Patterson. You know what you can say with me right now? The life that I now live in the flesh, I'm living by the faith.
Hallelujah.
The faith that was preached by the prophet's mouth.
Hallelujah.
My money is gone. My health is going. My strength is coming, but my faith is strong. Hallelujah. put you in a... God bless you, Brother Patrick. Well, I hope I overstepped my bounds. So when I talk like that to people, I watch them. And I'm only being kind to you. Because I've seen them sit in my presence. Oh, just like you're doing right now, you. And the next day, turn on. But I've warned you from that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. I will be hard.
Yeah.
I will be hard. I'm a hard man.
Hallelujah.
You want to go back to the story about that one? Yeah. He gave three men some talents. The one that got five went out and got five more. The one that had two went out and got two more. The one that had one, you know, God did not demand five from him.
Hallelujah. Right.
No, he didn't. But he did demand the one.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And you ought to go read it, you knot heads.
Right. Yes, Lord.
I only have one talent that God gave me, the calling to be a prophet.
Yeah.
That's the only one I got that has any value to it all. And he's a hard God. He's going to demand it back from me. I never forget when I was in India. Won't you remember again? Why did I tell you I went to India? Did I tell you God sent me there?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, well, well.
Glory God.
Damn house boy. There's no one you shouldn't love. You were around, sir.
Yep.
None of these snot-nosers was even around at all when God had told me three things to do. Three things he was going to do with me.
Amen.
You were around.
Amen.
You even messed me up a little bit. And I'm being hung up with them now. Because the three things that God told me are very close. And the first two, never mind. Look at them. Look at them. Oh, you! I never heard you talk about them out there. I never let it to heart. Not before you ever heard me, sir. Way back 40 years ago, God said to me, I'm going to do three things with you before you die. I'm going to send you to China. I'm going to send you to the Soviet Union. And then I'm going to send you to the Pope of Rome. I had no money. I had no influence. My life was falling apart. My first wife had divorced me. My children forsook me. My church members were leaving me. You talk about desolation?
Oh, glory.
And he was going to leave too. Even him. But then he heard a word from the Lord.
Glory.
And that word kept him.
Praise God.
Over 30, 40 years. Lost his wife. Lost his home. Lost his mama. This prophet of God actually told him his mama was never going to be saved. How do you like that? Special trip. You make me sick, folks. Did God say that about this last day church? Did he say it? Would you like to know what he said? He said, because you're neither hot nor cold.
Right.
You're straddling the fence.
Right.
Said you're lukewarm.
Right.
I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Now, how do you like them words?
Oh.
How do you like them words? big stink, you know. We should be smelling it, nostrils of God. But we're stink.
Yes,
Lord. And, you know, we just roll with the punches. So what? I'm not going to go back and tell you how God got me to China, but he got me to China. He really did. He really did. Went all through China, went through the Great Wall, went through all the places. Then I found who God told me to find. Just like I did in Russia, so we found him. Just like I'm doing right now, I'm going to all the world and I'm finding the lost sheep. I'm going to find them. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on hollering that shepherd's voice out there and say, hey, sheep, come on to the fold. I did it this morning. I said, he's going to gather. He's doing it right now. In the other world, he said, he's going to send forth his angel reapers and they're going to gather. When I say, I have a hard time. What is so hard to believe what God said? I had Vicki McGuire. Some of you people might know her, maybe you don't know her. Vicki used to have her own radio station. Never mind. She should have mentioned the name here. Really? You ever heard of her? Oh, yeah. So one time she took me on because I wasn't promoting her as a prophet. Because I don't believe in women prophets. She's a prophetess, but she's not a prophet. And you should have heard the other day one of those prophetess are trying to tell us that prophetess were the same as prophets. That's stupid. That's homosexual.
Amen.
That's a woman wanting to be a man or a man wanting to be a woman. Be a prophetess. But that's not going to make you a prophet.
Amen.
That's a debate I had with that man up there because he kept saying if a prophet prophesies a falsehood, he's a false prophet. I said, I haven't done that. I said, I'm not a prophet. I am more than a prophet. John the Baptist was more than a prophet. And he prophesied nothing. He proclaimed something. He didn't prophesy a thing. He just fulfilled prophecy. He proclaimed. Behold, he wasn't prophesying. This is the voice. I said to the general, I said, you believe the messenger? He said, no. I said, well, I am. I am the sign. See, and I can say that right now. And even in this house, you still will not accept the one thing that God said he was going to say. And you need to be prepared for it or it's going to happen and you're going to miss it. The sign is not going to appear or be magnified until at the end of the tribulation.
My Lord.
Look. And then shall appear the sign of the coming. Not the coming. The sign of the coming. You hear it? Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Immediately after, not before, not in the middle. You wouldn't even know the sign was here if the sign didn't tell you, I'm the sign.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
I am the sign. I am the sign, sir. I'm the sign. I am the sign. And that's not yet appeared to the world, has it? You are the children of God, aren't you? Has not yet appeared, has it? But when the sign appears, then we're all going to appear. Come on. You know, before God can actually fill this place, he's going to have to empty it out. He's not going to fill it with your iniquity, your carnality. He's not going to do it. He's going to cast out of his kingdom all things that offend. And most of you right now, you are offense to me, because your spirit is saying, not so. Not so. And I still don't understand why you don't get the significance of that story. I still can't understand why you overlook these stories of Thomas and Peter. What is it all about? It wouldn't be so bad repeating if I know you would be rejoiced if I repeat. But what makes it difficult is I know when I start repeating something, you're... And you take all the joy out of telling this beautiful, beautiful story. Before Jesus ever set his face toward... My only hope is you know the scriptures. And most people don't know. They know the word, but they don't know the scriptures. And if I ask you what's the difference, you still sit there saying, what is the difference? The word is the letter, it kills. The scriptures is the word of God revealed. Made alone. That's the difference. You like that? The letter kill it. Yeah, King James Version, two-way version, I don't care. You read the letter, it's going to kill you.
Amen.
There's no hope in the letter.
No.
But you let the scripture get open to you, then there's hope.
Yes,
then there's hope.
Yes,
we through patience and comfort of the scriptures. We through patience and comfort of the scriptures. Scripture, the word opened up to us, revealed to us. Many false prophets. That's how you will know who's a true prophet, because the scripture will, the revelation of the true prophet will open up. Instead of looking at the prophet and saying he's a false prophet, you'll look at the prophet and by the revelation of the scriptures get a witness. Now you know. You don't know me by the Spirit of God. You don't know me at all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't know your brother and sister by the Spirit of God. You don't know who your brother and sister is. God's Spirit will bear witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Wow! You think you fought with chuck out of your skin? Wow! Just think about that. Look around here. We are the sons of God. Doesn't appear that way, but that's who he is. By the revelation.
Amen.
I wish y'all would get saved.
Yeah.
Lord.
See, I can't preach without going from one thing to another, because as I do, in order to try to put it all together, before Jesus ever did what he did,
hallelujah,
when the Bible said he set his face towards Jerusalem. Okay? Did I say that nice?
Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Ooh, what's so big deal about that? What's the big deal about that?
Jesus.
Well, that's disgusting, God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You bring this thing back to me that they enlighten my spirit. And I try to enlighten it. They're so dark.
Hallelujah.
They're in such darkness.
Glory to God.
Glory. Oh, Jerusalem.
Amen.
Oh, people of God.
Yes, Lord.
How often I would like to inform you, to enlighten you, but you just won't have it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But you would not. It tells a story, but I've been told before. If I tell you again, will you believe it? You were born all the devil your sin. You big old sinful guy like you, you expect us to believe you? That's what they said to the young man.
Yes, sir.
That's what they said to him.
Yes.
He told me a man called Jesus had made clay.
Yes.
And put in his face. And so I went and washed and I come back seeing Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, he said, I was sitting alongside the road. He walked by and put a bunch of clay in my mouth, in my eyes.
Jesus.
What? Who was that guy? His name was called Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey, his name is called Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey, that's who called his name, Jesus. His name is called Jesus. One bears to the end. One leads it. Faith of it. Before Jesus ever took his disciples, the scripture that I've used many times was, he said, come on, people. He just did nonchalant his turn. Say, all right, fellas, let's take a visit to Jerusalem. No, he was avoiding Jerusalem. They were trying to kill him in Jerusalem. And he even told him why he was going to go to Jerusalem. Because it's a prophet, and he can't perish
outside
out of Jerusalem.
Amen.
That's why I'm going to go to Jerusalem. Because I can't perish outside out of Jerusalem. You know where you folks are going to be when that happens? You're going to be in your little old dilemma. There you are, and you ain't going to be here. No, the only one's going to be here when I make that trip are those that are... See, I can't leave the trip to this house preserved.
Right. Oh, yes, Lord!
So we got to get the boiling pot going,
yes,
hot water folk going,
yes, Lord.
And get you in some kind of a little old jar, yes, and put a good seal on you so you can be preserved. Yes, since some of you, I keep breaking the jars, yes, and she quenching the spirit,
yes,
breaking the seal, yes, you ain't going to be here. You know what we do? We stop to preserve the spoils.
Yep.
We throw it away.
Amen.
You seen God throw a lot away? A lot away? Just throw them away. Huh? See, these young people out here are smart. They didn't say, cast me not away. No, no. They didn't do that. They went away. They run away. And they want to say, oh, he put us out. No, you put yourself out. Don't blame it on me.
Hallelujah.
When your life starts falling apart, don't blame it on me. Oh, but you'll come back and want us to try to help you out of it, don't own you.
Oh, glory.
They prayed, but their prayer is too late. When the door's shut, you can cry all you want to. I didn't open the door for you to go out, and it won't be able to open it for you to come back. Or you're going to take your chances, huh? No, you're taking a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not taking a chance.
Amen.
You've made a choice.
Amen.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
Hallelujah.
Oh, they love you. Look at them.
Hallelujah.
Look at how they love you. Huh? Oh, boy. I'm going to tell this story because it's a very profound story. Three times he told me to go to Jerusalem. There's three things God said he was going to do with me.
Right.
See?
Yes, sir.
He's done two of them already. He's done it. He got me into China.
Amen.
I didn't have any money. And a few things, having $2,000. And I was thousands and thousands of dollars in debt.
Amen. True.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
On the debt situation, I went to China, then I went to India. But God did not tell me to go to India. I asked for permission to go. Why did I do that? Because I was right there.
Right. Yeah.
I had contact with Indian preachers who had been here. And once I went there, God said, don't ever go back again. And I don't. But I do.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Hey, this is your brother from Mambia. That's New Delhi.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was there, it was New Delhi.
Yeah.
Hello, knotheads! Who would you just have to do with anything?
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Woe is me.
Bless you, Jesus.
I wish you folks stopped mocking me.
Lord.
I stopped putting no real meaning on what I'm saying. You know, y'all remind me of my wife when she fell out in India. And I cried out to God to heal her. Would you expect anything less from me than that? When old Rick was down here dying away, what were y'all doing? What were you doing? Come on. You weren't part of it? You weren't acting like that? What were you doing? Give me a little example, please. I walked into their house, they're all around the chair, and this is what they were doing.
Sure.
Would you expect them to do anything else? Were they going to go in and see old day just sitting real calm? Not only was she watching her husband being taken out of this world, but she was wondering where her God was at.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Where you at, God? Ah!
Amen.
I couldn't even stand it. I had to get out.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it. I went out and raised hell with God. You don't like when I'm honest, huh? When I watched them girls screaming and I saw Rick was already gone.
Right.
He was gone.
Yeah.
I went right out and I got in the woods and I said, the hell with you, God.
Yep.
Why are you taking that man? That brother is such a precious brother that stood with this prophet. Why are you taking him? The hell with you, God. Don't you know I needed that man? And God said, no, you didn't. You need me. And then what did Rick tell you? He never told you, well, you need that prophet. You're going to need him more than me. I'm going now. You.
Yes, sir.
Well, did he or did he? Anybody with good sense would have known that you would need him more than me. But God didn't see it that way, did he?
No, that's true.
You're really some. You really are people. I'd like to know what kind of language you'd like to have that you could understand. How did they get through with that? I still remember I was laying right on the ground. They were screaming and crying up there. And I went right over that little bridge that went across the pond. And I got down and said, I fell on my face. I said, hell are you, God? What are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm still here?
Hello.
Oh, there it is. But you won't be here long. Long enough.
Yeah.
Long enough. Can we all come forth?
Exceeding great.
But I'm not sure all of you are going to go with me. I'm telling you. You better start taking my warning serious. They're actually given to you so you will put on the armor of God and fight. You're not going to just say, but I believe. Eh? No, you're going to fight. And stop fighting with each other. And stop fighting with yourself. Just give it up and surrender all. I got to go back to Thomas, okay? You see, what Jesus did before he talked about going to Jerusalem was he wanted to establish with his 12 apostles who he was. So one day, after 3 years of walking with him, talking with him, he takes him aside and he says, brothers, My friends.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What are they saying about me? Who do they say I am? Whom do they say I, the Son of Man, am? I got it right.
Yeah.
You mean you don't know who you are, Jesus? Yeah, I know who I am, but do you know who I am?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Who do they say about me that I am? Uh-huh. Who are your friends, your family? What do they say about this prophet right here? Do they say he's a sign? Do they say he's a last day messenger? Do they say... What's the world saying about me? What's most people saying about me, huh? Cult leader?
Right.
Oh, they're not saying too many good things, are they? Okay, now let's bring it right down to brass tacks. Whom do you say? Whom do you say that I am the Son of Man? I'm a Son of Man. I am the Son of Man. I am not Jesus. I am the Son of Man. I got the message of the coming of Jesus Christ profoundly burning in my spirit that makes me the Son of Man of that message. And this Son of Man will stay here until the Son of Man finally comes. And then I'll... Do you hear that, boy? Stop fighting with that little kids. It malice be children, huh?
Yeah,
amen. You ever hear people live with malice in your heart?
Right.
You, how many of you ill feeling towards each other?
No, Lord.
I live in this house, you know.
Yes.
You know how much ill feeling you have towards me? And you? Malice.
Wow.
Malice, ill feeling, and you? Well, if I don't watch myself, you might get some big old guy like you pushing around a little old boy when you hope you're working. Keep talking to you like that, you might start feeling ill about me. A sign of any malice in you. Came pretty close for a minute, did you? When you complained, that was ill feeling. Caught you in time, didn't I? Caught you in time. Don't follow that route no more. My brother said, why don't you commend me for shaking my head like that and acting like I really love you?
Yeah.
And then watch what you're doing.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Make you feel ill toward me, doesn't it? You think you can afford another flop out in your life? You think you can make it? Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting.
Hallelujah.
You understand, my dear friend, before you ever went downtown to try to sell a bunch of junk, that we had already determined that we were going to make sure you didn't go to jail. One way or the other, we were going to make sure that was to pay. Dennis was willing to pay it. I was willing to pay it. You wouldn't have to go down and sit down there like that. You could have come over here and done a little work around the house. And,
right.
Huh? But you know why you went down there? Spanish. You related to the Spanish boys. Mm-hmm. And all that treated you so nice, didn't they? Huh? They didn't pay your bill, though. This old not Spanish guy would have paid it
right.
For that one. Are you Spanish? What is your background anyhow? You, Dennis. Huh? French? Lord, God and not be your pressure and pay your bill?
Hallelujah.
What am I trying to say? We go back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world.
Right.
In fact, we'd like to see you get out of that thing so you never have to pay any more child support.
Right.
And you're going to mess around with a woman and have some more children? You will, you know. You know a lot, most of the children born today are a mistake.
Okay.
That's why the parents don't, they want to abort them.
Right.
That's why they really don't want them.
Right.
It's amazing how we fight abortion, but what about the lifestyle that produces it?
That's right.
Huh? Here our health department is going to come up with new birth control thing. Having children today is a curse. I don't care who has them. There was a time when children were a blessing from the Lord. They are not today. There was a time when he that found a wife found a good thing. Not today. It's not the time to find wives or to find your own life. Why don't you all thank God for a man to have enough courage to tell you that?
Yeah.
It's not time to get yourself involved in a job that you've got to depend on for your living.
Right.
See, these guys are talking about when they say, "Brother Jerry, they don't like the way you live because I live by faith."
Hallelujah.
And that's the way we're all going to have to come to absolutely faith.
Right.
Just
right.
Faith and faith in God alone.
Oh.
Well, you don't do that. I know you peanut brains. I know how you think. I know the way this world thinks about me. They think I'm getting rich. They think I'm a millionaire. And so you folk are, you don't mind asking for more and more and more because you think I got plenty of money.
Right.
It wasn't money that built this tabernacle. It wasn't money that built this community. Almost everything we done, we didn't have the money to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Damn you!
Hallelujah.
It wasn't money that bought that house over there.
Hallelujah.
It was the faith of the man. That's why I got upset when your rebellious sister says it's none of my business. When I was informed that Mama did not want to go back to San Antonio, she let me know that. She wanted to stay over here.
Oh, bless you.
Now we're being threatened again with maybe taking her back that way. Quote scriptures over and over again. You seek to save your own life, you are going to lose it, boy.
Amen.
You're going to lose it. Yes, you are. Absolute. For you to find your life in Christ, you're going to have to lose that one.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Let me lose myself.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And find it. Lord, in thee.
Oh, yes.
Let all self be slain.
Hallelujah.
That my friends can only thee. It may cause me grief and pain till I find my life again.
Yes, sir.
But let me lose.
Oh, yes.
Who shall lose his life?
Hallelujah.
Stop mocking God, brothers. Stop it. For God is not going to be mocked.
Amen.
God said, he that seeks to save his own life shall lose. Don't mock him by going out and trying to save your life. You mock him, and God will not be mocked.
Oh, bless you,
Lord.
That's about as faithful as a man can be.
Praise you, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I use the scriptures over and over again to try to show you the difference between what we're doing today. 100 years ago, we'd have found you a wife or a husband. But the times have changed. All things are not continuing as they were.
Hallelujah.
Marriage is not what it used to be. Because marriages used to be ordained of God. Today, the marriages are chosen by men and they're not ordained of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Well, you're different, huh? Right? May I be excused from that judgment of God?
Hallelujah.
Come. We come here, we have come here because we believe that the end is coming. We believe that the money's going to stop. And so we come here to prepare for that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we're here. Well, what are you going to... Shut the hell up. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight this fight of faith. And I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to keep the faith. Hallelujah. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not going to bow down and worship. And how many of you are hard with the 501c? We are a 501c.
Hallelujah.
You snot-noses out there, you Jim Searcy's and all you Steve Quayle, you guys who fight about the 501c, I know what the 501c demands. And one thing it demands is very beautiful. Don't get involved in politics.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm not involved in politics. I don't vote. Christians should not vote.
Hallelujah.
Because voting is part of the world.
Yes.
And we don't vote.
Nah.
Our man is already in.
Hallelujah.
Sitting on the Father's right hand. Ever living. Hallelujah. I don't need to have a filibuster.
Nah.
Or a committee meeting.
Glory, glory, glory.
God is still on the throne. And he.
Glory.
To me, I know I can't die today. I can't be killed today. But you can mark it down. When the time comes, I will look forward to it. That's what Jesus did. He looked forward to it. Once he settled it in the garden, he looked forward to it. You know what? Does anybody know what he said after that agonizing time? Did anybody, please somebody tell me what Jesus said to his sleeping disciples? Somebody please tell me what he said. He said, my hour has now come. Let us go.
Glory.
Wow. And Peter pulled out a sword. He said, put it up, Peter. I don't need your sword. I can call for a legion of angels.
Hallelujah.
But this is the will of God.
Oh, yes.
And for the joy of doing the will of God, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame. judge righteously?
Yes, sir.
Glory to Jesus. Glory.
Got to go back to Thomas. You see, I actually stood on a place where Thomas was killed. That is a strange feeling.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Every day I'm getting closer to the place where Jesus was killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a strange feeling.
Hallelujah.
You was nailed. Well, you keep on driving your nails, folks.
Glory.
But keep on doing it. Have a good time.
That's right.
Yeah,
don't make a difference.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to say I'm crucified with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, I live. See, we don't put no value on these spiritual things, do we? Since I was in China, I thought, well, it don't cost that much more to go to India. And I had heard about the great. Did you people not hear about them? They don't have them anymore right now. 250,000 people in India hear a preacher preach. But they really didn't come to hear him preach.
No.
What happened when you went to those countries, you would feed them.
Yeah, no.
So they'd come to get the food, just like the rescue missions. You know, a guy comes to the rescue mission to get food and get a place to sleep and eat. You know, when he goes to preaching, he goes to sleep. Yeah, if you went to a rescue mission to get a bite to eat, you'd have to go to church first. Then it would feed you. So you'd go to church and go to sleep. Then wake up and you'd feed him, give him a place to sleep, then he'd go back up. That's why I never would get involved in arrest commissions.
Hallelujah.
That's why I don't get involved in the patriot missions or the survival mission. These damn guys out there telling you if you store up enough food, you know, that special food, you'll survive. What does that have to do with your soul at all?
Amen.
It has nothing to do with your soul.
No.
Buy gold, they tell you. Buy gold. You know, the paper money's going to be going. You got to have hard currency. The Bible. What did you do? I had gold, brother. I had somewhere about $50,000 to $100,000 of the gold, actual gold pieces and silver. Had it, literally had it. God said, "Get rid of it," and I got rid of it, sold it all. You get much money? It wasn't worth anything. Sell your gold today, see how much cheaper it's worth. Oh, but you can get $1,200 for it. You can get an ounce of gold. What's it worth?
Hallelujah.
Sell your soul to the devil. What's it worth? The only one who puts a value on your soul is Almighty God. You put your soul in God's hands, it's worth. You can buy. You really think you're going to sit around like that and try to convince yourself that you are a true worshiper?
Oh, God. Glory, God.
You think your bodily presence makes you a worshiper?
No.
God is
Hallelujah.
A
Glory.
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And they
Hallelujah.
That worship Him
yes, Lord.
Must,
Hallelujah.
Must
Glory.
Worship Him
Lord.
In spirit
Hallelujah.
And in truth.
Hallelujah.
Well, how do you do that?
Glory.
Well, here's how you do it.
Glory God.
The truth is, clap your hands, all you people. Crazy, isn't it? An old man like me walks in here, my bodily presence is so weak. When I try to clean the house with my bodily presence, I get beat up, don't I? Now, when I dealt with Omar in the flesh, you don't remember? When that old thing showed out in him? I didn't have the physical strength to deal with that.
No, I'm not.
You see me back away from it? I sort of backed away because he's getting stronger by the minute. I was surprised how strong he was. Oh, little pinker. Do a little pink, see how. I'll see how strong he is.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many people who are strong in their flesh.
Hold on.
Your flesh got a stronghold on. Can't fight like that no more. God tried to warn me about that years ago. He said, don't you do that anymore. In fact, I had him remind me again the other day, said, you lay hands suddenly on no man.
Right.
You know how many times I went and put my hands on people and I said, get your hands off me? They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Hallelujah.
And they'll say, take your hands off me.
Oh, bless you.
So the Bible says, don't lay your hands on anybody suddenly, on no man. Because if they reject it,
Hallelujah.
They don't.
Right.
They fight you back.
Right.
Don't put your blessing on them because when you put your hands on them, you're blessing them. They shall lay hands on the sick.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall recover.
Amen.
Laying on the hands of the presbytery. Lay hands.
Hallelujah.
Hands. Huh? But God said, don't you lay on somebody. Because when you put your hands on somebody, you're invoking God's blessing on them.
Mm-hmm.
When they're saying, get your hands off me, they don't want the blessing, do they? Do they? Do they?
Hallelujah.
Well, if I lay my hands on you, you ought to say like old Peter, don't just lay your hands on my head, lay your hands all over me, man. Just wash me. Just wash me. Just wash me. Huh? If I wash thee not, Peter, you have no part with me. You're a bunch of spiritual ignoramuses. You are willingly ignorant of what God is striving to do with you. And so you resist. You resist. And you resist. And you resist. And you end up with unbelief.
Hallelujah.
And that's the sad part. Because this world is becoming overcome with unbelief.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yeah. Yes,
Lord.
It doesn't just not believe God. We can't believe that our government would betray us like they're doing.
Yeah.
We can't believe our family would treat us the way they're treating us.
Yeah.
Well, not my family. They wouldn't do that to me.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't do that. You shall be betrayed.
Oh,
no. Both by brethren, kinfolk, family, and friends. Hello, friends. You go out and do your own thing, and you want to call yourself my friend or his friend? He says, you are my friends when you do what I tell you. Well, I'll do what you tell me if you tell me what to do is right. Oh, I see. A real friend will tell you there's something wrong, right? Right? You know, God wasn't a friend when he said, get out of the city, was he?
Amen.
He wasn't a friend when he said, get out of the churches, was he?
Amen.
He wasn't a friend when he said, get out of debt.
Amen.
And I'm telling my friend, you're not going to stay in a city and get out of debt.
Never.
You're not even going to stay on Social Security and get out of debt. You keep your Social Security coming, then you're indebted to go pick it up. I'll tell you what, you refuse your Social Security check and see what happens. The moment you don't say, what happened to your money? What are you doing? You don't believe me, huh? It's impossible to live in this world, in any part of it, without being in debt. You're going to owe somebody something. You pay a debt every morning, don't you? You! Stand up, boy! Don't you pay a debt every morning? Who do you pay it to? You work for what department?
Parks
department. Isn't that nice, Parks? Wow! So you hope they look for you every morning, don't they? Do they pay what you work? You look for your check every month. You want them to pay what you're worth, right?
Yeah.
Look for your Social Security check every month, don't you?
Yes.
Huh? Wow. And they're paying you what you're worth, aren't they? You think you're worth more, but then you're giving more, are they? You look for your paycheck, don't you? Huh? Woo!
Hallelujah.
Jesus told the apostles he was going to Jerusalem. Please, I beseech you, listen to what I'm saying. Three times, as he was in the way, he said, the Son of Man is going up to Jerusalem. When he said that, them guys went, what? Because up to this point, he was avoiding it.
Hallelujah.
He goes to Samaria, to Galilee. But you see, he had to go to Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Because the gospel of Jesus Christ had to be preached.
Hallelujah.
Beginning,
that's right. Beginning at Jerusalem.
Yes, so he had to end his earthly life.
Hallelujah.
To get his spiritual work done.
Yes, Lord.
So he could be preached from Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
When I tell you people,
bless you.
That's amazing how I can tell you something. You sit there like a that little microphone right there. Right there. That little thing right there. Okay. Hear that?
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you.
What a remarkable thing. It goes, shoop. And it goes right up there in an age when we have what they call the internet.
Yeah.
Internet.
Yeah.
Casting the net.
Yeah.
Internet.
Whoa.
They couldn't do that in 1906.
No.
They couldn't do it 50 years ago. By the time they got to where you throw the net, he put it in my hands.
Yeah.
Shoop. Look at him.
Yeah,
look at him.
Amen.
Brother Patterson, it goes down this little wire up there, it goes up to the internet. This voice right now goes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
From the internet, they pull it down in Ohio on what they call a downlink. It got facilities up there that can shoot the signal up or pull it down. It's called a downlink. Because you don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. They pull it down in Ohio and they send it to New York. Right, this is all being done right now. And then from New York, they sent it on the transatlantic cable. One of those big things they put out years and years ago. They're real big. Got thousands and millions of wires. They sent it from New York, zingo, all the way over to Israel. Israel. Now, right where they're dropping all the bombs and the rockets and everything, maybe they're going to knock out our uplink. And they pull it down, pull it over there by outside of Israel, which is near Tel Aviv. They now again put it on another, what they call an uplink. Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
probably not a minute delay.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
Yeah. I've actually had people call me from Cyprus, from France, from Spain, and say, here, we're listening to you right now,
right.
And I can hear myself talking.
Yeah.
On the telephone, what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Damn you, old people! What's the matter with you? What would it take to impress you? What would it take to motivate you?
Oh, Jesus.
From a small farm in the state of South Carolina, in the United States of America, this is the voice of the last day prophet of God. Over there, they shoot it back up in the air. It goes to five satellites, I think it's five. Hotbird, Gold Star, even the one in America.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to that same teleport.
Yeah.
Golden Star, I think it's called. Gold Star. Mm-hmm. That's the one over.
Yeah.
Please, don't doubt me. The one that there's a lot of satellites up here, but the one that we're on is called Global Star, I believe. Is that right, Jonathan? Yeah, but it's called Global Star. We're on the galaxy satellite, but the people, I get calls from them. Never mind. They're just not going to believe me. I don't know why. Brother Jonathan, on a satellite all the time. Yeah, we got people that listen off the satellite. You folks could do it too, but you won't. Yeah, when you turn on your radio here in this area, it's coming off the satellite. Well, we're in it before it gets up there.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Telephone.
Bless you, Lord.
What a remarkable thing. That's why when people say, I can't hear, I say, you're liars. You're not making any effort to hear me. You're just not. And it's going to be increased even more. We're on 32 shortwave transmitting frequencies every day. We're on 20 shortwave transmitters 24 hours a day. Look. And you expect me to be pleased with the way you respond.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus came out of the tomb. The apostles came running. Peter and John ran into the tomb, and he wasn't there. A historical message went out from the mouth of the angels who were there. So why are you seeking the living among the dead? For he is risen as he said. You didn't believe him?
Glory.
He's coming back again as he said. Are you looking for him?
Yes.
Are you running back? You're a little old cocoon. And, well, I don't see nothing. How him? Where's he at?
Hallelujah.
So you got an angel messenger saying he's coming again.
Hallelujah.
As he said.
Yes, Lord.
Have you ever heard me say that?
Yes.
Have you ever heard me say that?
Yes.
He said, if I go away, I will come again.
Yes.
Same world.
Glory.
He's coming back in a body.
Hallelujah.
As you've seen him go.
Glory.
What Greek do you need on that?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
When he came out of the tomb, he came out in a glorified
body.
Not of flesh and blood, because flesh and blood can't enter into heaven. And he was getting ready to go to heaven. So he came out not in flesh and blood, but he came out with flesh and spirit, flesh and bone. And when Mary tried to touch his pure body, he said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended. I got to take this blood that I shed up there to the Holy of Holies, swing it on the altar, and then my work will be done. Spiritual nuts will believe that.
Hallelujah.
When he done that, now he came back.
Hallelujah.
He went to heaven, put the blood on the Holy Holy, and he came back, and the apostles are still sitting around, and all of a sudden, there he was.
Hallelujah.
Wow. There he is.
Hallelujah.
I don't see him. Faith does.
Yeah,
oh, I want to see him.
Look upon his face. There to see forever.
Scripture tells you, but we see Jesus. Now looking unto Jesus. So we got to see him, folks. Hope, faith is acceptance of things hoped for. From the end. Shall we stand, please? Because he lives.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Because he lives.
God help these people.
Caesar. Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
The world's out to kill Jesus, aren't they?
Amen.
To do that, they've got to kill the saints.
Yes.
I told you that story about Lazarus.
Amen.
After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he was proof of the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
It stirred up the whole jury. They got together and they said, we got to get rid of that Jesus.
Yes.
We just got to get rid of Jesus' memory and everything.
Yes, Lord.
And one fellow said, but if you do that,
hallelujah,
then you have to kill Lazarus too.
Yes.
Because as long as Lazarus is alive, even if Jesus is not here, as long as Lazarus is alive, he can be a living testimony to the resurrection power of God. So many are going to die for their faith.
Hallelujah.
So that others might live.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand that? Many are going to die to make those who are still alive very valuable.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could make you understand that.
Hallelujah.
The Apostle Paul talking about coming of Christ. He said, we which are alive and remain.
Well,
do you understand that?
Hallelujah.
It means that there has to be a remnant,
right,
of God's people alive,
hallelujah,
and remaining.
Hallelujah.
So you want to strengthen the things that remain. And the thing that causes the remain to remain is joy,
hallelujah,
love, peace, faith, hope.
Hallelujah.
So I'm trying to strengthen you that are remaining. And if you don't want to remain, be my guest, because I got nothing for you.
Hallelujah.
Not a damn
thing. Yes, Lord.
But condemnation and judgment.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe me, you're condemned. Period. You don't hear me, you're not of God. Period. I don't believe you. Beautiful.
Amen.
Shall I believe this, shall I believe not?
Amen.
You better decide whether you can be a believer or not.
Hallelujah.
Because you do know what to believe.
Amen.
How should they believe except they hear?
Yeah.
You've heard.
Amen.
Amen.
How should they hear without a preacher? You have one.
All right now.
So what's your excuse now?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
You want to stop sowing to your flesh? I told you we have another year of sowing.
Hallelujah.
And we're not going to avoid this year.
No.
You're waiting for things to get better on this world. They're not going to get better.
Amen.
They're not going to.
Amen.
It'll get worse and worse. Relationship with your family is going to get worse. Your friendship with your friends is going to get worse. Because evil men are going to wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deceit can be so prevalent that if you don't watch out, you deceive yourself.
Hallelujah.
Yourself would betray you, would it? Would it? I mean, you're... That little man, boy, kind of tough, ain't
it?
Most of you, if you weren't even here, you'd be gone already. Don't you see how these people that's already moved off the ground, most of them, don't you see they're already gone? They're gone. And I knew what to do to get them back.
Oh, Jesus.
I know what to do. They're gone. Give them more money? Give a place to live? pat them on the back for what they've done. Huh? They're gone, folks.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
They're going to almost be devoured by the fire.
Lord.
Amen. Unless God gives us an asbestos suit, we won't be able to pull them out of the fire.
Amen.
I don't have enough for you, brothers and sisters.
Lord.
I don't have enough. I give you all the love I could give you, all the faith that God puts in my heart, all the word that burns in my spirit.
Yes.
What more can I give?
What
else you want?
Amen.
I can't give you because I ain't got it. You're asking for the witness of that I have. No, I can't give it. Okay. I got to give it for myself.
Hallelujah.
You don't understand it, huh? I look around at all these people that want to be restored, and I say, well, what do you do, God? Would money solve it? Would that do it? I give you a house, I give you a car, I give you money. Would that restore you?
Lord,
no.
Huh? Would that bring you back to faith?
Jesus.
The life that I live is my life of faith. If I've done anything with you people, I showed you faith.
Amen.
I demonstrated faith. I showed you my faith.
Hallelujah.
If anybody should have died spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially,
yes,
mentally, it all. And I have been at the point of death many times. And the
Lord
has kept me alive.
Hallelujah.
Not for my glory,
no,
but for His glory.
His glory.
Y'all stop looking down your long nose at me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you.
This house needs to stop it.
This house, yes, Lord.
And you've been able to walk into this place and herald to the world, it can be done.
Glory!
Hallelujah.
We are crucified with Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Over there in Kenya, Liberia.
Glory.
In refugee camps, in prison camps.
Glory.
In Jerusalem,
yes,
Palestine, Israel.
Yes.
It can be done.
Hallelujah.
Though God slay us,
yes,
we may burn, but we won't bow.
Hallelujah.
You're not there, church.
No.
You're not there.
Hallelujah.
Just deprive you just a little bit of having your own will. And you go, head goes down. And...
Glory.
By the way, what did God say to Cain? Just go and do what is right. And then I told you what he had to do. You go talk to your brother. Because your brother's sacrifice is acceptable. Yours is not. So go ask your brother what is acceptable. And his brother says, you got to slay a lamb and shed his blood. He said, I ain't going to do that. So he slew his brother. See what he did? He wouldn't slay a lamb, but he slew his brother. That's what God wants his blood off. Give him your blood. And God said, your blood's crying out. Don't look at me like that. That's the way the story reads. He wouldn't slay the lamb, but he slew his brother. Because his brother said, you got to shed blood to be acceptable. So he slew his brother, shed his blood. And when he got choked, he said, the blood of your brother, of Abel, cries out against this generation.
Hallelujah.
You do. My God. Let his blood be upon us. And upon our children.
Yes.
And our children's children.
Hallelujah.
So they're chopping off heads. They're slaying. Letting blood flow everywhere. Wrong blood sacrifice.
Amen.
Not the blood of bulls and goats.
No, no, no.
Not the blood of other humanity.
No, 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 no.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Stop shedding blood.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. because you care for me.
Hallelujah.
In such a special way.
Yes, Lord.
So I praise you.
Yes, Lord.
I lift you up. And I magnify your name.
Hallelujah.
That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. He's still working. Will he be dead? He yet speaketh. Would we hear what the Spirit said?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. We are all here.
Yes, Lord.
By God's divine decree.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're gathered in his name. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because he is worthy.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come to give him glory and praise. You know, it's instructive when we read about how David said, I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter into his courts with praise. And that's how we enter in? With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And an announcement. The first scripture is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It says, brethren, be not children in understanding.
Amen.
Howbeit in malice be ye children. But in understanding be men. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word,
hallelujah,
that ye may grow thereby, if so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted,
yes, Lord. Thank you,
and become
Father.
As little children,
Father.
Ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child,
yes, Lord.
The same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And whoso shall receive such little child in my name receiveth me.
Hallelujah.
But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me,
hallelujah.
It were better for him that a millstone was hanged about his neck and that he would drown.
Hallelujah.
In the depth of the sea.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I have another one. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Well, Okay, let's try Romans chapter 16.
All right.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Now beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And avoid them, for they are such, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ,
oh, God,
but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men.
Hallelujah.
I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good.
Hallelujah.
And simple concerning that which is evil.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. You would have us be wise to do good.
Good.
But in one place it's written, you're wise to do evil.
Right.
But to do good you have none understand.
Hallelujah.
Malice. We heard the man of God speak about it.
Amen.
You have ill will or thoughts towards someone. That's malice. And the Bible said, concerning malice, we should be as children.
Amen.
Children, they just don't hold it.
No. No. Amen. Thank God.
In the sandbox, they fight and scrap. And they go eat their popsicle.
Yes. Amen. So true.
So that's how God would have us to be concerned.
Amen.
Yeah. But often that's not the case. The things we ought not dwell on, we dwell on. The things we shouldn't focus on, we focus on.
Amen.
You know, like we gag at the gnat and swallow the camel.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
We minor in the majors. Major in the minors.
Yeah.
Things we ought to do, we don't do. And things we shouldn't do, we do.
Amen.
Well, that's what Paul said. Remember in the 7th chapter of Romans? He said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
No good thing.
Now he's speaking for us all.
Yeah.
In the flesh is no good thing.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
He said,
no good thing.
The will is present with me. But how to perform, I find not.
That's right.
Because the good that I would,
right,
I do not.
Amen.
And the evil that I would not, that I do.
Come on. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah, that makes us wretched, doesn't it?
Yes.
But let's look at the point where it says the will is present. But how to perform, I find not.
Right.
And I find that the case with us concerning malice. We don't want to do it.
No.
You know, we will, but we have not found how to perform.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hmm?
Thank you.
How to perform that which is good. We really haven't found out how to demonstrate love.
That's right.
You know, the will is present.
Help, Lord.
But how to perform, we find not.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen.
Come on.
Love is a many splendored thing.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God is love.
God is love.
Yes, he is.
How about that?
Hallelujah.
God is love.
Hallelujah.
I agree, man.
We could just look at it simply, you know, if God is love, then that's how we must love.
So true.
In other words, yet not I but Christ.
See.
It's very simple.
Amen.
And many times we miss it because of the simplicity.
Come on, man.
Yes.
And I'll just simply say, you know, if you've tried to do it and you've not been successful, then that's you trying.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if you are successful,
oh, God,
that's not you.
No, Christ. God.
That's not possible.
Yes, Lord.
But Christ came.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All the knowledge that Christ has about Brother Kevin, yeah, he can get along with him. How can that be? And he holy? Without sin? How can he get along with Brother Kevin? How can we get along with these sinful people? Huh?
Praise God.
How can we do it? Yet not I but Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 So really we've not yet attained. I see, you know, the ill will and feelings we have toward each other. You know, it's, yeah. And to do good, we're not so wise.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But malice, we are very wise about it.
Amen.
In my lifetime, I met a couple. Some of you heard about them already. Lena and Garfield. And they would scrap like cats and dogs. They were very adept at hurting each other. They'd say things that one would say things to hurt the other, and the other would say things to hurt, and they just go on and on. I believe they loved each other.
All right.
They did stay together. But how to perform, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They would fight like cats and dogs. Garfield would pistol whip Lena. Lena would do terrible things to Garfield. Of course, they stayed together.
Praise the Lord.
Well, some just have not learned how to perform, you know, the acts of love.
Hallelujah.
And though we do love, we need God's wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
We need the submission.
Yes, Lord.
So that we can manifest that love.
Amen.
Now, we're never going to do it. There's no way, humans are going to express the love of God.
That's right. Yeah.
Because they hold grudges. They love themselves. They think of themselves. They seek their own. They despise others. They think themselves to be righteous.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Not willing to come down.
Yeah.
Not willing to lay down their lives.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, by this will all men know that
Amen.
You are my disciple.
That's right.
Because of the love that you have one toward another.
Amen.
We forget that love suffers long and is kind.
Oh, yes, it does.
We seem to think that love should have no trials, no afflictions in it, no suffering. I heard the man of God say this morning, when you are tried, when I am tried,
right.
Not if, but when.
When,
when I'm tried, Job said, I shall come forth as gold. And God constantly tries us.
Well, yes, he
based upon his own wisdom.
Right.
Prove all things.
Amen.
And hold fast to that which is good.
Yes, sure.
He tries us by death and the fact.
Yes.
He tries us by the betrayal of a brother or sister.
Amen.
He tries us by ill treatment from a brother or sister.
Amen.
Huh? Do we understand that God is trying us? If we understood that, then we'd react different. We would respond different.
That's right.
Huh?
It's God. Amen.
Thank you.
He allows events that shake your faith. Huh? Yeah.
Yes.
He bring about situations.
Yes, he do.
Yes.
Yes.
He orders our steps. He directs our path. In all that, he expects us to still believe in. How about that?
Hallelujah.
The Bible said when persecution comes because of the word, That's just a given.
Yes.
It's like being tried. Persecution will come.
Yes.
Because of the word.
Yes.
Remember our Savior?
Mm.
Who came to his own and his own received him not?
Yes.
Well, eventually they put on the cross. He didn't sin though. He just went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. But they despised him. They reject. He still despised and rejected. This isn't past tense. This is ongoing. Your Christ in you is despised and rejected.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the word comes with persecution.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Glory.
I've got another scripture.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Just for a little while.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't God good?
Yes. Yes.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You know how good God is?
Yes, Lord.
All right, it says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers.
Hallelujah.
You have need that one teach you again.
Glory.
Which would be the first principles of the oracles of God. And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. But everyone that useth milk is unskillful.
Yes, Lord.
In the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age.
Amen.
Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Amen.
Evil is unbelief.
Yes, yes.
Believing God is right.
Yes, Lord.
All the time.
All the time.
Every time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Who against hope believed in hope? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And God heard their groaning.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And God hid these things. He hath hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, but hath revealed them unto babes.
Hallelujah.
God resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Humble yourselves in the sight of God. He will lift you up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
We've been talking about believing God. You know, these are things that God says.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And our believing them is manifest in the doing of it.
Glory.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't complain about someone doing us wrong or giving us too much work to do or
No.
We should not.
No.
Huh? But we've probably yet not found how to perform that either. You know, we keep the record book.
Oh, yeah.
Not my time. I pulled duty yesterday. I can't pull duty again.
Oh,
and of course, in the military, they had duty roster for certain duties.
Hmm?
But of course, sometime First Sergeant made a mistake, and you ended up pulling two weekend duties in a row. Hey, First Sergeant, that's not right.
Bless you, Lord.
They had the duty roster to distribute all the duties equally.
Right.
We shouldn't be governed like that.
Right.
Huh? Because it's an honor for us to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Everybody understand that?
Amen.
It's an honor for us not to endure suffering. Endure hardness as a good soldier. It's an honor for us to suffer wrongfully. Oh, we don't count it an honor. Let somebody do us what we call wrong. We don't say this is an honor. Oh, yeah. They done me wrong. Oh, they had me do it two times, and Seth never does it. Huh? They're giving me too much. This isn't equal. This isn't right.
Hallelujah.
But we don't say that in the servant line.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not to condemnation. Everybody can rejoice.
Amen.
We are the people of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, by the power of God.
Hallelujah.
A people waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're still waiting. Yeah, there's a people here still waiting for the coming of Jesus. Hallelujah. People are still believing. Hallelujah. I'm going through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad about it.
Huh?
What a privilege, what an honor.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So that's my plan, brother.
All right.
That's my resolve. What are you going to do, brother? I'm going to wait on Jesus.
Amen.
I'm wait till my change
comes.
I don't care what happens. What goes down? I'm going to wait on Jesus. I'm going to be one that's looking for me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you're going to be tried, brother. We appreciate that, Lord.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord. Try me.
See if I can be completely yours. Yeah, daily we are tried. So that's what I'm trying to say. And we shouldn't think it's strange. Anytime you come into a difficult situation, you should look to God. You should say within yourself, this is the finger of God. God is considering me now. Hallelujah. He's bestowing some honor upon me. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And we can go on and say, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth. We say we believe God, he which have begun a good work in you.
Yes.
Just not the word of God?
No.
Has he begun a good work in you?
Yes.
See, what you can do with that is hold on to the good work that he's begun.
That's right.
Don't look at the other stuff.
No.
Then you can make it to the end.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You look at all your trials, all your affliction, no good. You look to the God who is able.
Amen.
Then you can go. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Woo!
The God that I serve, he's able.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory!
Able to deliver us.
Glory!
And he will deliver us.
Glory!
Out of this evil world. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. And tell me if everything went the way you thought it should go and everything went the way that you were planned, and they always cook what you like to eat, and you tell me you'd be a better soldier, you'd be closer to God. You may believe it, but it's not so, and it will never be. So don't look for it. Hallelujah. In this world you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer, saith the Lord, for I have overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Let us pray for that wisdom from above.
Oh, yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
so we can respond righteously. We need wisdom for that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That we might judge righteously.
Right.
We need wisdom for that.
Yes, Lord.
That we might deal righteously with our brother. We need wisdom for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God that upbraideth not will give it you freely.
Yes,
liberally.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've got one out of Psalm 119.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than mine enemies. For they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditation.
Hallelujah.
I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts.
Oh God.
I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word.
Oh God.
I have not departed from thy judgments.
Yes, Lord.
For thou hast taught me. How sweet,
sweet
are thy words unto me.
Yes, Lord.
Unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Through thy precepts, I get understanding.
Amen.
Therefore, I hate every false way.
Yes, Lord.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Hallelujah.
And a light unto my feet.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, that word down in our heart will work a good work. That word in our head will not do it. It will fail us. In the time of trial, it just won't perform. But if the word's in you, down in your heart, then when trial, affliction, persecution come, that word will perform.
Amen.
Hmm? It's a living word.
That's it. Amen.
Liveth and abideth forever.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
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 So the fleshly human way is if someone hurt me, I hurt them. They treat me rough, I treat them rough. There's no reconciliation in that.
No.
You know, that's why we still have wars going on.
Yes. Amen.
But there's a word that say, why is there fighting wars among you?
Right.
We know why they're fighting among the world because, huh? You know, if one nation make a strike and hit another nation, then they have to retaliate.
That's right.
And then they have to retaliate for their retaliation. And then that's, huh? That shouldn't be named among us.
Right.
And we try to even it out, don't we? Let me tell you how to even it out real quick. Huh? Someone does something evil against you, you do good.
Amen.
Huh? Already you got the victory.
Huh?
Oh, I believe every God word say, every word God, well, do you believe this? See, I'm going to make a point about believing everything God said. Because men, we just don't naturally do that.
Amen.
And that's what we're growing into.
Yes, Lord.
We're
Thank
pressing towards the mark.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Growing in grace.
Yes.
Waxing strong in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, the end of the matter is we believe every word.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the end of the matter.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be like him.
Yes.
Come on.
We'll
God.
See him as he is.
Come on.
Won't be no doubt about it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But now our actions, you know, they betray us or show otherwise about what we believe. What men believe is determined by their walk, not by their talk. If it was determined by talk, then we'd all be perfect. But it's by the walk.
Amen.
Or by the fruit.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God is still preparing his people.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. I believe it to be so.
Amen.
In fact, I can see the fruit of it day by day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I see that we're still here.
Hallelujah.
We're still maintaining
this. Glory.
There's a blessed hope.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we don't have it perfected.
No.
But it will be perfected.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It'll be a work that's finished. Cut short in righteousness.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Much as we talk about putting God in the knowledge, often we don't. That's why our response is wrong. Our response is right when we put God in the knowledge of everything.
Amen.
All right. Oh, I've got another one. Let's look at this. Hallelujah. Side of Psalm 78. Of course, the whole 78 Psalms is amazing.
Yes.
We'll look at just part of it just a little while.
Glory
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. Bless you, Lord.
So that he forsook the... And he delivered his strength into captivity. God did. He delivered his strength and his glory into the enemy's hands.
Okay.
He gave his people over also unto the sword. He was wroth with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awakened.
Hallelujah.
As one out of sleep.
Yes.
And like a mighty man that shouted by reason of wine.
Amen.
And he smote his enemies.
Right.
In the hinder parts.
Yes, he did.
He put them to a perpetual reproach.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph.
Right.
And chose not the tribe of Ephraim. But chose the tribe of Judah.
Yes, Lord.
The Mount Zion.
Hallelujah.
Which he loved.
Glory.
And he built his sanctuary like high palaces. Like the earth which he had established forever.
Yes, Lord.
He chose David also his servant. And took him from the sheepfolds.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And from following the ewes, great with young. He brought him to feed Jacob his people. And Israel his inheritance.
Hallelujah.
So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart.
Yes.
And guided them by the skillfulness.
Yes.
Of his hands. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yes, God has turned his people over many times. But he's always delivered them.
Always. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For his name's sake.
Yes.
For his righteousness' sake.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 He's always fed him.
Yes.
David said, I was young, now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Huh? Even in the time of famine, we have something to eat.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
We have the manna from heaven.
Glory.
Yes, bread to eat that we can die not. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And more than feeding us, according to the integrity of his heart, he guided us skillfully.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
We understand skill, huh? When we see it, it's amazing. It's something awesome to watch.
Amen.
We look in awe to see the skill of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gymnastics. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Any great skill is just marvelous.
Yeah.
Whether it's an athlete.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm? Or a craftsman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
With the wood or
true.
With the metal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you understand that God gave them that talent?
See.
And he's more skillful than all of them.
My Lord.
Talking about skill, God is skillful. Huh? It goes with the intricate workings of his hands. Huh? When some great work is great, it's intricate. It takes lots of time and patience. Huh? It's meticulous. And that's how God is working his work in his people. It's a meticulous. It's tedious, brother. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We can trust him, though. Huh? You know, when I taking a flight on the plane, you go in and take your seat and buckle up, and then you just trust the pilot will get you there.
Right.
I've done it. Men do it every day. Why should we not rather just trust God?
Trust God. Hallelujah.
You believe he'll get you there? Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm amazed at the skill of the pilot. Huh? God is more skillful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Certainly he has more integrity.
Come on.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
Well, why are you here, Pastor Rice? Just to maintain my integrity.
Amen.
Amen. To be faithful.
Faithful.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Words that I speak, I'm sure that you know them. But I like to stir up your pure mind. Like to put you in remembrance.
Yes, Lord.
Like to say, I, Pastor Rice, prisoner of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your companion in tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
Your friend and brother.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm with you, standing fast.
Amen.
Waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why I'm here. To
right.
say that.
Right.
To live that.
Yes.
Huh?
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him. Love and praise him. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so depart from the way. Let me tell you a story. This is truth. Alright. Out at Grace Community, we had some deaths out there. And one of them was Rusty Johnson. James Rusty Johnson.
Yeah.
Rusty's nickname.
Right.
Name is James. Is that right? Well, praise the Lord. Well, Rusty passed away as a young man. Of course, Diane and Seth are still here.
Hallelujah.
But you look at Seth, you see Rusty.
Yeah.
Just like him.
Yeah.
Of course, Seth is like his mother and his father.
Yeah. Right.
But if you see Seth, you see Rusty.
All right.
And Rusty passed away, and of course, it was grievous for all of us. Very sorrowful time. The Lord brought us through.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm sure there's still some pain in the heart of Sister Diane. That's just how it goes.
Yes.
But one of the neighbors asked Sister Diane, so, well, now that Rusty's gone on, what are you going to do? Where are you going? She said, I'm going to stay right here.
All right. Hallelujah.
And she's still here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What I'm going to do. I'm going to stay right here. Huh? I'm going to keep marching.
Yes.
That's the instruction that he gave her.
Right.
He said, continue to march.
All right.
Hallelujah. She's still marching. course, the Goldens were amazed when she said that. They thought that she was going to pack up and go back to family and all of that, but she was with family. She's still with family.
Thank you, God.
She's still abiding.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Let's march on, saints. The Lord's not forsaking us. Him with unbelief. Let's be strong in the faith. Give glory to God. Yes, we don't want to go by our feelings, by the way things look. Hallelujah. We want to believe that he who hath promised is also able to perform it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'd rather talk like this than say all the other stuff, because this is life. You understand? Yeah. God is going to save his people.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
he is. There's an inheritance, Sister Danielle, laid up for us.
Amen.
And the government can't get it. Huh? It's reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Something, they'll get it right away. If they owe you something, well, whenever they get around to it. But if you owe them, they'll get it quickly. Huh? Even if it's not theirs.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the things laid up in heaven, well, they are secure. And our instruction is lay not up treasures on earth.
Hallelujah.
Our thieves break through and steal, rust, corrupt, but lay up treasures in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, this is a spiritual exercise. It can't be performed in the flesh. If you're not getting it done, it's in the flesh.
Amen.
We lay up treasures, we do it through the Spirit. Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we yield to the living God, there's a lot in submission, saints. Yeah, it is the power of God.
Hallelujah.
You read Hebrews chapter 5. Talks about having this mind.
Oh, yes.
Letting this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He got the victory belt because he humbled himself.
Yeah.
Huh? And became obedient.
Mm-hmm.
We say we're humble, but we're not obedient. The two go together.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Like submission.
Right.
Humility. Submission.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Victory.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. So the announcement is the fall feasts are coming up in September. September the 1st is the Feast of Trumpets on the 7th. Then the Day of Atonement on the 15th. The Feast of Tabernacles, the 20th of September to the 27th, the last great day on the 28th.
Hallelujah.
All right. Feast of the Lord, we will commemorate them.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And anyone that would come and gather with us, do so. Please let us know your intent to come so that we can be looking for you.
Hallelujah.
And so that we'll know if there's accommodations for you.
Hallelujah.
Again, that's the 7th of September. And the 15th, the 20th, through the 28th. All right? We're going to offer up sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We'll present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. That's what we'll offer.
Amen.
A sweet smelling savor to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We don't have a program or anything like that. We do have the Spirit of God and we have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
We will commemorate the feast days.
Amen.
We'll be here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord will.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Have I drawn thee? I've loved thee with an everlasting love. As we love, there's a drawing to love. You know, that's how God draws us.
Amen.
And as we yield and let God work through us, manifest in our flesh, there is a drawing. There is a drawing.
Amen.
So I exhort you to let God be God in you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you?
Hallelujah.
That you have a God and ye are not your own.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Wherefore glorify God in your body and your spirit,
Amen.
Which he is.
Hallelujah.
Us fighting and fussing among each other has no drawing power.
Yeah.
But love and kindness and long suffering, meekness, faith, charity, yes, it will draw.
Yes.
Like charity covers the multitude of sins.
Yes.
Yes. It don't remember your brother's sins anymore.
Amen.
You know that God doesn't remember your sins.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
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 It's amazing how some want God to forget their sins and we remember everybody else's.
Amen.
That's hypocritical, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is Mike working, brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, Brother Spencer, come talking this thing. Do we have to turn it on? It ain't on. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, it's plugged in. That's all right, Brother Spencer. We got a mic for you.
Hallelujah.
Pray for us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for the prophet,
yes.
For the pastor, Lord God, the words that we've heard this day, Lord
yes.
God. We thank you, Lord God, for those of like precious faith, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. The work that you will do
yes.
in the midst of your people because
yes.
thou art here, Lord God. Because nothing can prevent you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God. Oh, yes, we know that you're coming, Lord God.
Yes.
We know that the place has been prepared.
Hallelujah.
We know that you are preparing a people
Hallelujah.
For that place, Lord
yes.
God. And that people will be us, Lord God. The saints, Lord
Hallelujah.
God, called to be saints. Those
yes,
are not only here, but scattered throughout the world, Lord
oh, yes.
God. You're going to have a people, Lord God,
people.
That's one stick of your hand.
Lord.
And the love that has been talked about today will not fail.
Hallelujah.
It will not fail. It will accomplish
yes,
that
Lord.
That it's been sent to do, Lord God. And we know that you love us, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
Each and every one of us. And
yes.
we know the requirement is that we
yes.
have that love one
Hallelujah.
To another.
Yes,
Lord, would you help us, Lord God? We believe that you are.
Yes.
From the words that we've heard this day, Lord God. The
yes.
place that you have us, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord God, the two will be one stick in your hand, Lord God. So we do thank you, Father. We do bless you, Lord God. And we say thank you to every trial, every situation, Lord God, every circumstance, Lord God, knowing that you are calling us higher, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, in this love and in this perfection, Lord God, perfect those things that concern us, Lord God. We'll be satisfied. Oh, yes, Lord God, when we wait within your likeness, Lord God. Come and save us, Lord God. Come and save us, Lord God. We're waiting for you, Lord God. We're looking for you, Lord God. We believe that you will come, Lord God. Oh, we won't take back, Lord God.
here we are, Lord God. Bodies presented, Lord God. A living sacrifice. Oh, yes, Lord God. Do with us what you will, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to perform that that you would have us to perform, Lord God. Living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. Our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we might prove what is their good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do as you will, Lord God, with this body. We bless you, Lord. We thank you to be in such a case this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Imolo Kosaya Lambo Korea Seya Imashekia Lopo Lambo Kesia Lato Koba Vaseya. Yea, the word of the Lord would say unto this world, and yea, even to my people, you have mocked my servant. You have just treated him spitefully. You have rejected the words that I have spoken to his mouth, and you have challenged the integrity of his heart. This is my servant. He's not his own. You have touched an apple of my eye because you will not hear. Therefore, because you have not heard, calamity upon calamity and tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place, saith the Lord. Shall be upon this place, saith the Lord. Calamity upon calamity, tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place, this place, this place. Calamity, tragedy, and evil, and destruction shall be upon this place, this place, this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, world. I sent unto you prophets, and I have sent you this prophet, saith God. Now you mock that again. What a foolish thing to do, to send an old man so uncouth, huh? So unlearned, so unpersonable, you know, clothed in camel's hair and honey dripping as he eats the honey and the grasshoppers. What an unholy way to present a prophet of God, huh? And honey dripping, what an unholy way to present, what an unholy way.